2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The coronavirus, our emotional wellness. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
So, in the last 30 minutes, we have talked a lot about how to stay safe as you venture out to places that are reopening this week and next. Main takeaway there, stay back from loud talkers like Dave Noriega. And favor large places with more air circulation. And Dave, we also just wrapped up a conversation with former Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt about how antibody tests may, even though there's a fee involved in the ones that involve private companies, how they may actually give people like me peace of mind for a fee, $70. And now we want to know, is your emotional well-being with all of this new information that we've learned over the last few weeks, are we better off today than we were, let's say, a month ago?
For me, no question. This has been so helpful to be able to get out, start interacting with human beings again. That has been incredible. I don't know if I'm going to walk into places, Debbie, and measure the air circulation. I'm not sure I see myself doing that, saying, you know, it's a little stuffy in here. I'm afraid of catching COVID and I'm out. But it just gives you, additional layers, right? I mean, if you're thinking, oh, this is wide open spaces, this is safe, then awesome.
Well, you don't need a measuring tape. It's like we talked about in the, 20 minutes ago when I played the audio clips from that biologist whose posts are going viral. What you need is just your eyeballs to look around and see it's a larger space. It's not confined. There aren't hundreds of people in here. And like grocery stores tend to have better air circulation than, let's say, a phone booth. I mean, really, Dave, it's really about just letting people like me, who are more worried than people like you, feel more comfortable with the idea of places opening up and knowing what actions that we can take to make ourselves feel safe. And I love this advice because it really does make me feel more and more empowered to take the steps that I need to take to start to feel more comfortable to go to all the places that you're asking me to go, like restaurants.
Yeah.
So we're going to be taking your calls. 801-575-TALK. Do you feel more comfortable? Do you feel more at ease, emotionally well, than you did a month ago? I sure do. There's a new study, in fact, on reopening. It's saying that reopening is having a positive effect on our well-being. But I want our female listeners to pay careful attention to what Todd Fuchs says about us specifically. So let's get the story from him.
Americans are saying we're feeling better lately. A Gallup poll revealed in late March and early April that nearly 60% of us were worrying a lot. Now that number is 47%. Boredom has also fallen 5 points to 41%, and 7 out of 10 of us say we're feeling happy. Loneliness is holding steady for around a quarter of the nation. And money and gender seem to matter. Adults with incomes under $36,000 a year were more likely to say they're worse off in all categories. Women are more likely than men to be worried and lonely, and same with single people over married couples. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
And Debbie, give me an idea. What is the one thing I think that you are craving that you haven't been able to get during this?
Be worry-free. Worry-free. It's interesting. And not be panned for worrying about the pandemic. It's interesting because I was thinking as we were coming, you know, back from the newscast, I was thinking, what is it about me that really bugs me the most about this pandemic? And I think it's the feeling I get when people lash out at me for my emotions over it.
Right.
And it's, you know, you want me to be, society wants me and expects me to be a good mom. And grow into those motherly instincts that we learn along the way. And then I finally can express my motherly instincts on the radio. And Dave, I get, you're nuts. You're paranoid. You need to get back out there. And all this is really about is proceeding with caution, as you would when your child takes their first steps. We don't know what's going to happen down the road. And I just want to be certain that I'm proceeding with caution so I don't get sick, so I don't bring it home to my kids, I don't bring it home to my son who was, you know, training to be a firefighter for months and could possibly, if he caught this, push his career back a year, to bring it into KSL News Radio, to the colleagues that I work with day in and day out and who I adore and treat as my own family. And in many cases, I am old enough to be their mother. So why am I getting panned about? I want to be to the point where I'm worry free and I don't have to apologize for being cautious.
Yeah, and I think you make some very, very good points. I think you could almost say the same thing for the people that are the non-worriers, you know, because it kind of swings the other way with the pendulum of like, well, why aren't you worrying? Why do you want everybody to die, right? There's kind of this swing either or, right? You either don't care about life or you don't care about people's emotional well-being. And I just don't think that's true. I think, you know, there's so many emotions we have here. For me personally, and it may sound trite, but I can't wait for sports to return, Deb.
Really?
And I know there's more important things out there than me sitting down and watching a ball game.
But
I'm a
big sports guy.
I'm a huge sports fan, and it was a great stress reliever for me. As my wife would think that's a crazy statement as I'm yelling at the television, but it's cathartic for me to be able to sit down and watch a ball game and forget about all the stresses in my life and just be able to zone out and watch a game.
Let's get with Jen from Sandy. She's live on the line. Thanks so much for calling into the show. Jen, do you feel better than you did a month ago?
Oh, my goodness. I have not been out of my home since March to go shopping or hardly any place. And I had to pick up some meds yesterday. Harmon's and 114 South in Sandy. And I'm just so impressed. Everyone wore masks and, oh, what happened?
Yeah.
Did I lose?
You're still with us. I think we're just having a hard time getting a connection with you, Jen. But thank you so much for calling into the show. You know, Dave, the other interesting thing that I thought about was how differently I felt the night that the Jazz kind of, sorry to the Utah Jazz, so we, you know, started to cancel all of sports.
Yeah.
And how nervous I was as it started to build and we started to see more and more professional, you know, athletes, you know, I mean, teams canceling and then entire leagues canceling, and how I just started to grow so scared about what was going on and felt out of control, and how much more in control I feel about this today because I know a lot more about it.
Very much so. And I'm excited that people are excited, you know, that they're starting to feel better. And the fact that we are kind of just battling through this together and we're starting to see the light kind of collectively, I think that brings everybody's spirits up and it's been awesome.
Straight ahead is the Costco employee who made the customer put on a mask a hero or not? And get into that in the 10 o'clock hour.
Home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio.